Assalamu alaikum, sending you all greetings of peace and blessings. You know, I'm all about entrepreneurship and helping you get your halal online business up and running. I hope that you've been doing well and you're safe and in good health because that's what I like to hear. I'm excited about this one today. I have a marketing tip for you. So I'm going to just jump right into it. This tip is a time-saving strategy for your content creation. So when you start your online business, you know you have to market it, right? I hope you did. So it can be overwhelming to think about having to create the content that you're going to share for your services. And for people who are new to business, content creation just literally means the information that you're going to share online. This could be posts on platforms like Instagram or Facebook. It could be videos such as YouTube, TikToks, Reels, or live streams. And it could also be a blog post or a podcast like this one. Pretty much any information that you share is considered content. So content creation is just you creating what it is that you're actually going to share with people. This is something that you'll want to plan for. You want to plan ahead so that you can make sure you put content out consistently. So first, you'll choose a platform that's easy for you to create content for, maybe one that you're really familiar with, one that you like to use, and one that you can be consistent on. So whether that's speaking like a podcast, doing videos like YouTube, or those posts that you see on Instagram or Pinterest or Facebook, whichever one you choose, but whichever one is easiest for you, okay? Then you need to create a strategy for how you want to distribute your content, okay? So how are you going to put all of that knowledge that you have together? This is going to be your content calendar. You're going to take the knowledge that you have, you're going to break it down into different subjects, and then decide who you're sharing it with and when you want to share it. So let me back up just a little bit. First, ask yourself what your target audience wants to learn from you in the first place. What is it that they don't know that you do know? What's going to position you as the expert or someone that they should listen to in the first place? I suppose you have to start with what your business actually is, right? That makes sense. So when you know which service that you're going to offer that you want to get paid for, and your marketing is meant to attract the potential clients that you actually want to pay you, right? You have to plan your content to where those people that you want to work with will seek out the information and get value from it that you're sharing. Enough to want to work with you, right? Now you can do this from your platform of choice or from several different platforms. I say start with one that you can master, and then if you want to add on from there, you can always do that. So now that you know what content is, here's a little trick that's going to make creating your content more efficient and less overwhelming. If you do choose to create content on just one single platform, choose a day that you'll be consistent with putting your information out, and then choose a different day that you're actually going to create the content. So you want to make this on a separate day so that you give yourself time for editing. This is really big too if you're going to blog, because once you write everything down, it kind of makes sense to you, but you have to be able to walk away and come back with a fresh pair of eyes if you're going to be the one who's editing it so that it all makes sense. Of course, that's not necessary, but it is an option. And even as you grow, if you keep the same schedule, you'll know when you can send things out like videos or your blog posts to an editor if you want to save time. And then you'll know what that schedule will look like for you, because you'll know when you create it, when you're going to send it out, when you're expecting it back. So you'll have your creation day, then time for editing, and then the actual post date. So on most platforms, you can schedule your content to post when you want it to. So as soon as you're done editing, you can go ahead and schedule it out if you like, if you're not ready to post it like right then and there. So that's basically what you want to do if you're using just one platform. So now here's the trick for real, okay? Once you start to market on different platforms, you're going to want to recycle your content. This will help you to be more efficient because you can create one piece of content and then reuse it across the different platforms that you market on instead of creating something different for each separate one. So for example, let's say you choose to create your content on YouTube, and let's say you have a video about how to create an email sequence, right? This might be something that you create if your service is geared toward doing email marketing for your ideal clients. So let's say you create the YouTube video with details about the complete email sequence. Then you create a series of Instagram posts about each stage of that sequence. So for example, one post might be the lead magnet. Then the next post would be about the landing page. The next post after that would be the welcome email, then the nurture emails, then the sales email about a product or service that you want to sell at the end. So you could also take those and create posts for Pinterest with the same series of posts as Instagram, and it could be the same for Facebook and LinkedIn, right? Because you're not going to have the same people all the time who subscribe to you on LinkedIn, on Instagram, right? So somebody may miss it. So it's okay for you to spread this content around, even if it's the same thing, to different platforms. For Twitter, for example, you would have to take the important parts out, maybe just the attention-getting parts of it, and put those into little small tweets as a series because, you know, their characters are limited. You can even take clips from the video, from that main YouTube video, and use those on different platforms like your Reels and your TikToks. If you blog, that'll be, you know, like the basis for your post for that week or even the month if that's your frequency for blogging. And then you can also send it to your email list. Basically, you could like ask them if they've been having issues getting people on their list and then go into how you need to set up a proper email sequence. Then you're going to leave a link to the blog post for them to read more. And then inside that blog post, you can put a link to your YouTube video to say if you prefer to watch it, go ahead and click the link. Then you're going to create a pin, and that pin is going to say, you know, something like quick guide to creating an email sequence or whatever. Then you're going to put the link to the blog post right there. And then if you have one, you can add a lead magnet into the post. So for this particular example, that might be like a template of like an email sequence that people can download for free. That way it'll help them to come up with their own sequence. You always want to try to have some sort of CTA in every post. That just means a call to action. This is where you ask someone to perform some act like subscribing, liking, sharing, downloading something, or whatever else it is that you want them to do. So even if you don't have a lead magnet, try to think of something else you could be asking your reader to do, like just sharing the post. That's something that's simple. But you get the idea though. You can see how one piece of content can make its way around all of your marketing platforms. Basically, you're going to take one piece from one platform and then make it work on each different platform that you're on. Break down the subject matter enough into little pieces for the frequency that you're going to post on those other platforms. So again, if you post on Instagram and YouTube, let's say you do one YouTube video a week. That's your frequency for YouTube. But for Instagram, you do one post per day, 5 days a week. What you're going to want to do is take at least 5 different pieces of information from inside that YouTube video so that you could have one post per day on Instagram. And then you're going to have to be sure to resize your posts according to the dimensions for their respective platform. Pinterest has separate dimensions from Instagram. Twitter has separate dimensions from LinkedIn. TikTok videos are different from YouTube videos and so on. So again, you get the idea. That's my trick, and I'm sure what most other marketers do to get their messages out to all of their subscribers across all of their different marketing channels. Do yourself a favor and sit down at least once a month to plan out what these different subjects will be, whether that's monthly, weekly, or daily. Again, it depends on the frequency that you choose for your posting schedule for each platform. That way, you can just take a look at your calendar and jump into creating on the days that you chose and then start getting your content out there. As a matter of fact, you should keep a running calendar so that every time you come up with an idea, you can kind of add to it. This helps when you're kind of stumped on ideas for that week. You won't have to think too hard because you can just look at your calendar and then you're just going to go create based on whatever you have for that day. It helps when you have a few spares in there, pretty much. So the better your content is and the more value that you're providing to potential clients, the better your chances are to attract the people that you actually want to work with. So remember, failing to plan is like planning to fail. Set yourself up for success here, okay? That's it. That was my marketing tip for the day. If you ever have questions in your own online startup journey, I do offer Halal Business email-based consulting for you to ask all of your startup questions. You can reach out if you need some clarity on your ideas or if you just need a specific answer to a specific question. Inshallah, that means God willing, I'll be back next week with more to help you with your home business success. Assalamu alaikum.